Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Cool shirt.
Thank you very much.
What is he doing? I can't see.
I don't know. Darth Vader's doing something silly.
What is he carrying?
There's a weird little character down there. I'm not sure what he's doing. I just thought it was kind of cute.
It is very cute. I like him. I like Darth Vader.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I am Umar Paganampake Pagan. The Mummy, the first movie in Universal's Monster Reboot Dark Universe, opens in cinemas nationwide this week. It's directed by Alex Kurtzman and stars Tom Cruise, Sophia Boutella, Annabelle Wallace and Russell Crowe. Now, I was recently in Taipei for the Asian premiere of The Mummy and managed to sit down for a conversation with the movie's director and stars. Here's my conversation with Sophia Boutella, who landed the role as the franchise's first female mummy.
What was that like, getting into all of that makeup and then still having to shine through all of that? Was that... Oh, how difficult was that?
It was long. It was a long process, but that was essential for the movie to work. You know, Alex put it that way, and I think he's absolutely right, that it was needed for the character to come to life and to honor also the original, you know, the 1932 one, Boris Karloff made that character iconic.
Yeah.
The movie is iconic, and what you're left after you watch the film is that striking image of him. You know, he's so imposing and powerful, and it's something you don't forget. And now, I feel like we kind of find, like we ended up with the looks that we have for the mummy, even in ancient Egypt, and in the different various stages in which he regenerates. We can see that, we kind of went by elimination almost, because we tried everything. We did 24 screen tests.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. Usually for a movie, you just do one or two max. And we had to do that much in order for the movie to work. And at the end of the day, it makes me feel proud, because I think the look of her is quite striking. And it's scary, but yet, you know, it's like... It's beautiful, it's sexy, it's feminine, and it's powerful, it's strong. So I'm very proud of the look we ended up with. And even in ancient Egypt, we really wanted to find something that's never been done before, because
right.
A lot of movie about ancient Egypt have been done, and to not, you know, turn our film into a cliche look of what Egypt is supposed to look like was important to research, you know. And Egyptians shaved their heads, they always wore wigs, and we had amazing people making wigs for us, and Lizzie, under Lizzie's our wonderful makeup artist coordinator, who was able to just like sort of challenge every idea that you had about Egypt or the mummy itself, you know, and find every different stages in which you regenerate, find something completely unique. It was quite a tedious process and long, but it was important.
And it was great. It looked amazing. And I think watching
Thanks.
The film, you've laid claim to that part, because whether you're watching the 1933 Boris Karloff version or the 1999 Brendan Fraser remake, the mummies were often the most distinctive characters. And I think you've done that. I think you've claimed that part.
Oh,
and you've
thanks.
Done really, really well. I have to know, though, that regenerative process was fantastic throughout the film, that decision to have you broken and then slowly come back up again into this fully formed evil, if you will. Your dance background must have played a huge role in the way you can manipulate your body in that way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything that I've learned as a dancer will serve me forever. But yeah, we did work with our amazing stunt coordinator, Wade Eastwood. Him and his team are, first of all, like some of the best people that I worked with as far as stunt. They're so good at what they do. And they brought on board this amazing contortionist who helped us find the language of that we were looking for in The Mummy. And I think I personally like the crow and the spider for an animal to look up to for The Mummy. And they're also both animals that you see her control quite heavily in the film. But that contortionist sort of gave us some body language that had to do with very sort of distorted limb sort of movement. And that, you know, my dance background totally helped me to embody that. I'm not as flexible as the contortionist who came on board. She was quite impressive and quite good at what she did. But I wasn't inspired by her, and I kind of like took bits and pieces and kind of made my own language for what worked best for Aminette and her circumstances.
One last question before I let you go. You've probably been asked this a million times, but you play the first female mummy in the history of the franchise. But what I want to know is, was that on your mind at all, that pressure, as you were doing the role, or was it just a by-the-by?
It wasn't as much a pressure to make her a woman as it was to walk in Boris Karloff's footsteps. I was a big fan of the original one, and I and Boris Karloff made that character iconic. And I thought that, you know, what I've been giving is an incredible opportunity that I had to live up to this man who made that actor who made that character iconic. And I felt pressured, but I put my heart and soul into that, and I was well framed. You know, Tom and Alex helped me so well to make the character come to life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you. And all
that was Sophia Boutella. She plays rather terrifyingly the mummy in the movie The Mummy, which is now in cinemas. Don't forget to check out my conversations with Annabelle Wallis, Alex Kurtzman, and of course, Tom Cruise himself. You can find those on bfm.my/movies or on our BFM 89.9 app. This is At The Movies, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.